is forgive. Our storyteller is Pastor Tunde Amosun. Sit down, let's listen.
Hey, welcome to Bible Story for Kids, where we tell great Bible stories that will make you to know God and know Jesus the more. All right, let's talk about a soldier. You know who a soldier is? Somebody who wear army uniform and carry guns. This soldier was a different soldier. He was a very nice soldier. Very kind and good. Nice to people, nice to his family, and nice to those who work with him. In fact, he was so nice and was so good and was so kind that he built a place of worship for the people around him. He was living among the Jews, he was a soldier, and he built a synagogue for them. And he loved people. He would help them anyway. So one day, his servant that was serving him, very, very good servant, became sick. And he became really sick. He couldn't walk again and he was in terrible pain. Now this soldier was a very nice person. So he was looking for how to get this boy well. Nobody could cure him. Then he remembered that he heard about Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You see, that soldier was living around the time of Jesus, when Jesus was traveling around, was moving around, and Jesus was teaching the word of God and was preaching the good news, the gospel, and was also healing every sickness, every disease among the people. Wherever Jesus went, he will heal people and make them whole. Those who are blind will see. Those who are deaf will hear. Those who are on the bed will get up. Those who are paralyzed will walk. All kinds of miracles were happening. So this soldier said, oh, I'll go look for Jesus to make my servant well. So he took his friends and he went to this older men of the Jews that he loved them. I said, I want to see Jesus. I want to get across to Jesus. So these older men, we call them the elders, they went to go and meet Jesus for this man. And they said to Jesus, please come and heal the servant of this soldier, because this soldier was very nice to us and even built us a synagogue. So Jesus said, okay, let's go. So they started going to this man's house to go and heal his servant. As they were coming near the house, the friends of the soldier came to meet Jesus. And they said, hey, our friend said we should tell you that he is not worthy to have you in his house. So you just don't have to come. Just speak the word only. Just make the command and the child will be well. And the man said, Jesus through his friend, I'm a soldier. I have soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And I say to another, come. I say, do it. So Jesus was surprised by the man's faith, that he just believed that if Jesus spoke, his boy will be well. I didn't have to come to the house. So Jesus said, they should tell the soldier, according to your faith, be it unto you. Guess what? The boy, the servant, got well and was no longer lying down and in pain. Jesus, by speaking, make him well. Jesus told us to do the same thing. So, if you are sick, by speaking, you can be well. Now, just speak, Jesus, I want to be well. Make me well now. I receive your word and you'll be well. And are you sick? Now I say to you, be well and be free from your sickness now, in Jesus' name. What Jesus did, we can do too. So, Jesus lay hands on the sick. You can lay hands on yourself and say, I receive healing right now. In Jesus' name. You can do it for your friend in school. You can do it anywhere. Jesus wants you to speak for him. He told that man, your faith has made you whole and you can be well too. All right. Till we see you next time. Bye.